I call this regular meeting of the Sturgis Common Council to order. It's a special date, July 30th, 2018. First item is approval of the agenda. First by Becca on approval of the agenda. Is Rhea?
I second.
Second by Becca. There we go. We have an agenda. All those in favor of the agenda, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We've got an agenda. Item 3 is executive session. No action anticipated. Is there a motion?
I'll move to go to executive session.
First by Ron.
Second.
Second by Becca. All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We are off to exec. And join us for the Pledge of Allegiance. Included in the packet is Planning and Zoning Commission minutes from 7:17 and MEB board minutes from 6:19. Announcements and praise. We got a couple of proclamations. One is passed and one's coming up. And I'll read these just because usually when it's a passed one, we don't read it. But for Ella Rock Day, I'd like to read this, even though we have already passed this. Whereas the city of Sturgis is the home of Ella Rock, and we are richer because Ella lives among us. Whereas birthdays commemorate the first day of our lives, and we celebrate the birthdays of those we love as we recognize the joys and sorrows as we have shared, the strength we have gained from the obstacles and hardships we have conquered, and the small daily pleasures life offers. Whereas Ella was born July 21st, 1918, to Otto and Emily Olson, she grew up near Interior, South Dakota, and graduated from Interior High School in 1937. Whereas Ella married Orville Rock on November 26, 1940 in Mitchell, South Dakota. To this union, we're blessed with 2 children, 9 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren, and 5 great-great-grandchildren. Whereas throughout the years, Ella stayed busy contributing her time to the multiple businesses Orville and she owned, including the Model Motel, the Kadoka Press, and the Oasis Bar here in Sturgis. Ella is a 66-year member and past Noble Grand of the Rebecca Lodge. She has also attended First Presbyterian Church for many years. Ella has had many hobbies, including fishing, bowling, and shuffleboard, and she still enjoys playing cards at the Sturgis Senior Center, cooking, crocheting, reading, and keeping up with sports. Whereas Ella resides at Sherman Street Apartments in Sturgis and will observe her 100th birthday with all good wishes, fanfare, and celebration such a milestone warrants. As her friends and relatives gather to honor her and celebrate her life and camaraderie of the day, it is fitting and proper for the mayor of Sturgis to make note of her milestones in the life of a woman who has lived an exemplary life for all to emulate. Now, therefore, I, Mark Carstensen, the mayor of City of Sturgis, do hereby proclaim July 21st, 2018 as Ella Rock Day. Then we have one more on the agenda here. This is coming up on Friday. This is Neil Holtman Day. Whereas Neil Holtman first became road captain for the Jack Pine Gypsies Motorcycle Club, leading motorcycle tours from Sturgis into the Black Hills in 1947, helping to establish a tradition. Since then, millions of Americans have followed in his path touring the Black Hills. Whereas Neil was instrumental in establishing Sturgis Hill Climb in Sturgis, and it remains a fan favorite. Neil has vital to establishing the Sturgis Half Mile Motorcycle Race as the heart and spirit of the rally. Whereas Neil Holtman was Pappy Hoyle's trusted lieutenant and took over the leadership of Jack Pine Gypsy Motorcycle Club after his passing, working directly with the city of Sturgis to continue the growth and success of the event. Whereas Neil proudly served in a MASH unit during the Korean War and furthered his commitment to our nation by working another 35 years at Fort Meade Medical Facility. Whereas Neil has demonstrated his commitment to Sturgis Motorcycle Rally for 71 years, his positive impact brings great credit to himself, to the city of Sturgis, and to the great state of South Dakota. Now, therefore, I, Mark Carstensen, mayor of the city of Sturgis, do hereby proclaim August 3rd as Neil Holtman Day. So I appreciate you guys listening to that. One last time, we've said this 2 other times, but the pool and the hot tub and the sauna at the community center is shut down because of our event coming up. So we apologize for that. Did I say sauna? I'm not supposed to say sauna, Lisa. Yep, thanks, Lisa. Yep, I meant to put that down. 24-hour access is also closed during the rally here. So from this day until after the rally. Actually, I think it's the 30th, so tomorrow. Anybody else from council have anything for announcements and praise?
Yeah, I have something. I'd like to recognize Sturgis Regional Hospital for their gift to Main Street Music on Main 2 weeks ago, giving out the helmets to anybody that wanted them, the bicycle helmets. That was very thoughtful.
Thanks, Counselor. Anything else?